Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Here's the real reality of patient financing. It will help your patients do more of the dentistry that they need to get done. It will help your patients want to do more of the dentistry that you enjoy doing, that you go spend lots of money getting trained on. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun T-Bone Agarwal, and every week we continue to bring amazing, actionable information to help your practice grow so you can take control of your practice, your finances, and your future. This week, we're going to talk about third-party financing. More specifically, we're going to talk about how you can implement third-party financing, how you can get your team on board, how you can make it a win-win situation for your team members to offer your patient third-party financing so your practice can win. So to do that, I've invited Adrian Valente. He's the Director of Training and Enablement for Sunbit. Adrian, how are you doing, my man?
T-Bone, I'm doing well. How you doing?
I can't complain. Thank you for having me on your webinar more recently, and I'm super happy to have you on our podcast this week.
Thank you. You know, when you showed up as a guest on our Sunbeast Live training webinars, that was one of our highest attended episodes. We had great feedback, and I'd love to have you back. You pretty much have an open door invitation.
Well, now I'm going to tell you to have me on every week, but that's not fair to everybody else. So, but yeah, I love it. It's love it. Listen, Adrian, let's start. Let's start by talking about third-party financing. And look, I think it's critically important that every practice needs to actively offer third-party financing. And here's why. We are living more and more in the consumer world where everybody makes payments for everything. The reality is that affordability is more important than price. And I believe that practices that have 15, 20, 25% plus of their revenue come from third-party finances are practices that are winning. And what I mean by that, they're getting to do dentistry, bigger cases on patients. They're doing more dentistry all at one time. And what do you think really holds practices back from really engaging and believing in third-party financing?
Oh, man, to put it bluntly, it's just awkwardness. Financing is just an awkward topic. It's hard for people to bring up or discuss. There was something I was reading recently about how more people would rather speak openly about their divorce than their finances. So it's awkward for the practice offering financing. Maybe they've had bad experiences. Maybe they just lack the confidence in how to talk about it or when to bring it up. And then there's also awkwardness on the side of the patient too, for a lot of the same reasons. Maybe they've had bad experiences. A lot of us approach the financing conversation with a lot of skepticism, which is understandable. I think a lot of us all have, most of us, if not all, have stories about how we've been burned by financing in the past. So when you look forward in growing the business and you look at patient financing, it's easy to ignore it for a while. You know, there's other things in the business to worry about, but patient financing is low on the list of priorities. But like what you're pointing out, for practices to truly win and for patients to win, you got to give them options.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's amazing to me is so many offices will say, we offer financing. We have financing. Nobody uses it. And what I want to say to them is, you don't actually offer financing. You have the companies, XYZ company, you know, ABC company, DEF company, XYZ, you know, all of them. And so they have them in the tool belt. But just because you have something in your tool belt, if you're not making it easy for your team members to offer it, if you're not making it easy for your patients to choose it, you're not really offering patient financing. So what do you think are some of the most common barriers that you hear from dentists and practice administrators about implementing patient financing in their practice?
This is actually something I want to talk to you about with your perspective and experience, is just the whole cost of financing for the practice. You know, I see a lot of practices saying things like, oh, you know, cash is king. We want to prioritize that. And I understand there's also this false narrative that everyone can comfortably afford all of their out-of-pocket expenses. You know, it's reported now what the average out-of-pocket dental, it's like $1,200 for the average dental treatment. We get half of it being covered by insurance. So you got a lot of patients having to pay out of pocket. And earlier this year, with savings decreasing, it's being reported that 67% of Americans are unable to put together $400 for an unexpected expense. Wow. So with average dental treatments being around $1,000 or more, if I can't put together, you know, $400, $500, or $600, how can I expect to go to the dentist? And this is where we see a lot of cancellations, a lot of no-shows, a lack of marketing. But I kind of want to start with this topic of the cost of financing. You know, oh, I don't want to pay a fee.
When somebody says they don't want to pay a fee, then my first question is, why do you take credit cards? And they're like, well, we can't not take credit cards. I'm like, well, you're giving away a percentage to the credit card company. Now, yes, when we use patient financing, when we use third-party financing companies, we give away more than just the credit card fee. But the concept is the same. Like I say to people, if you didn't take credit cards, what would happen to your business? And they're like, it would have an adverse effect on my business. And so that's well worth the cost of doing business. And so I say the same thing is happening, but on an even grander and more important scale when you're not offering third-party financing. And the truth is, I don't, every company is a little bit different. Every practice is different based on their volume and everything and the different plans that they offer. And I do want to talk about that a little bit later. But I would say probably on average, the average discount rate is probably somewhere in the 5 to 8%, 5 to 9% ballpark for using third-party financing. The average credit card processing fee is probably closer to 3% when you add in all the costs. So to me, the number one thing is you're paying money to get money. And then understand the role of financing. The role of financing is to make it easier for patients to say yes to doing dentistry. Now, when you started talking about the $1,200 and half covered by insurance, that's like tier one to me. That's like patients that literally can't afford to get the basic dentistry done, and we need to get them to say yes. That's tier one. Tier two is where the real magic happens. Now you're getting patients to buy into and doing more of the dentistry they need to get done in a single visit. And when we start having incremental growth, the profitability more than offsets, like way more than offsets the few extra points that we pay as a discount rate to the financing company in this situation. So I tell people my answer is get over it. It's a cost of doing business. No business in America runs without some form of financing, and they all pay some dollar amount to be able to offer this financing and or to offset the risk that the banks have. The banks, we both contribute to offsetting that risk for the patients in doing that. So to me, that's kind of where we stand with the fees part of it. How's that answer for you, Adrian?
Makes a lot of sense. You actually said something on a training webinar with me previously where, you know, if you got a lot of patients walking away and saying no to treatment because of cost, what are you missing out on by not giving those people options? You know, are you willing to let 100% of it walk away as opposed to just paying a little bit more with a fee in order to keep that patient happy, maintain treatment compliance over time, help them get what they need today instead of walking away? And that always kind of stuck with me because as a consumer, you go online, there's so many options. Buy now, pay later. You go GameStop.com. You want to go buy your kid a video game console? They got three different buy now, pay later options at checkout. I'm in this industry and I don't know all of them. Like there's so many options and consumers are inundated with it as they shop for junk that they want. But local everyday needs are underserved and people just don't think about those options being available to them locally. They don't know to ask. Even if you have your own in-house financing or different third-party financing options, people don't ask for something they don't know exists. Yeah. So half the challenge is just letting people know what exists. And what I spend a lot of time focused on, despite working in a consumer financing area, it's less about the tool and more about a lot of the soft skills. Like, how do I talk about this to people? When do I bring it up with patients? And lately, it's been a lot of talk on marketing. Like, what can we do to put the word out there and take less pressure off the staff having to talk about it and embrace marketing to really help with that heavy lift? But boy, you know, it's one of those things where I think in some surveys, it shows that 70, 72% of patients would walk away if they didn't have access to financing. Yeah. And it's, and then, you know, you see this permeate other issues in the practice. You know, sometimes I'm sure you get the question, you know, T-Bone, how do I deal with cancellations and no-shows? And there's a lot of ways to tackle it. I like to really try to think about why. Why are they canceling? Why are they not showing up? And a lot of it really comes down to the fear of what they're going to have to pay. So what can we do to help get ahead of it?
Yeah.
And that's where marketing and your financing options can really come into play.
Yeah. So it's interesting as we kind of talked about this, I just wrote down kind of a three-step process here. Everything to me is I'm always trying to think of the process. Step one is I think we got to get dentists to get over the fee. Number one. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a reality. Okay. What blows me away about dentists and lots of smart people, actually, mostly smart people, is they live their life through financing. You finance your house, you finance your car, you finance stuff you buy for your home, you finance everything. But then when you run your own business, you don't offer the financing that allowed you to buy the things in your life. You kind of you don't offer it to your patients, right? It just blows my mind, that mentality of it, okay? Number two, kind of what you're alluding to there was, now we have to have an easy way to offer it to everyone. And I think dentists are doing this, most dentists are doing this absolutely incorrectly. They're having a verbal conversation or waiting for patients to bring it up. And I lead very differently. We lead with our financial menu. I think I've showed it on your webinar on the Sunbeast channel. I kind of brought it up and I showed them how we do the financing financial menu in our practice. That's what we talk about here at 3D Dentist. And so we lead with a menu. It's like going to a restaurant and not having a menu to read and hoping that the waiter or waitress or whoever's taking care of you just talks through everything. And you're like, well, by the time they get to the fifth option, they forgot the first option. And so you have to have this menu. Okay. So that gets over, number one, we got to get over the fee. Number two, now we have to make it easy to offer it to everyone. And that's the financial menu. And then number three is now we have to train our team to get comfortable in using the product. So now we got the dentist on board. Now we've made it easy for the patients to begin asking about it. Then I think the next barrier that comes up is how do we train our team to use this? And this is what I think Sunbit does better than any financing company in the dental space. And that is a commitment to team training and engagement. So talk to us a little bit more about how you and how Sunbit is really completely invested in training the team so that to a certain degree the dentist doesn't have to do it.
I joined Sunbit in its first year as one of the early employees specifically tasked with training. There were two sellers and a trainer, and we had a partner success manager. So shout out to Nick Goldman and Dan Gower at Sunbit. In the early days, we were on the road training everyone face-to-face, learning different industries, and really dialing in how we do SunBid education. And it revolves around the first step of getting certified. We require that every single person who offers SunBid technology to the public, they got to get trained and certified how to use this stuff. They're actively walking someone through a live financing application. And there's laws and regulations around this stuff. And we got to make sure people are comfortable handling concerns and questions as to not misrepresent any financing details. And the whole training and certification machine at SunBit has become one of the biggest operational things we do, where everyone who is trained and certified becomes part of our greater user community. We call them SunBeasts. Mm-hmm. It's actually kind of funny. SunBeast was a term we used internally as a term of endearment for our coworkers, you know, like, oh, T-Bone, you're crushing it. You're a SunBeast. And then it just kind of grew. And now we have over 145,000 trained and certified SunBeasts nationwide. Since we hyper-focus on local everyday needs, most certified users are on dental teams, optical teams, or dealership car service teams. Those are the big three. We're in other industries, but that's where our biggest concentration is currently. But it doesn't stop with just day one training. A lot of companies just kind of give you some training on day one, and that's about it. And it's not enough. You have to have continued engagement, continued education. This is why SunBit sponsors so many CE courses. A lot of them I run. We do our weekly webinar series, SunBeast Live. We have a team of success team members at our headquarters in LA. We have key account managers out in the field who travel, visit, train, and consult practices. And we can't stop educating. Yeah. Because as you see from teaching your dental teams and doing marketing in general, there's no silver bullet for anything you do. You have to do a lot of different things in order to really enable change and adoption. Training is a big part of SunBit.
All right, so let's get a little granular or detailed. And for those of you that listen to me, you know I don't like to get in the weeds very often, but I want to get in the weeds a little bit, Adrian. So all of that sounds great, okay? But I want to deal with how do dentists win in this? So what are the common barriers that you guys are training on team members? Let's get more detailed, okay? Like, what are the common things that offices that you see training, again, 100 some thousand people on a regular basis, there must be some commonalities there. So what are some of the common issues that you face, and how do you help them, or what are the best practices to overcome some of those challenges?
Number one, I don't know what to say. I don't know what words to use with people where it doesn't sound like I'm a used car salesperson. I'm afraid of offending people. I'm afraid of even mentioning patient financing because I don't want to upset someone. And these are all totally valid concerns. So one of the things I often see is that very first step of, hey, how do I talk about this? What are the words I say? And then we kind of weave that into, when do I bring it up? Like in the patient journey with your practice, where are those appropriate moments to say something? Because unless we really look at it from those two aspects, how and when to offer patient financing, nothing else really matters, because it starts with this awkwardness of only bringing it up when it's time to pay the bill. And we kind of fly in a different direction.
All right. So walk me through. So what do you guys think is the best opportunity or the best practice of how to say it, how to bring it up to patients?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentist.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Regardless of what financing you have, if there's one thing you take away from me being on this podcast, it's a simple sentence. By the way, you don't have to pay for everything today. Here, I can show you. Okay. And now you have options. The point of that sentence, you don't have to pay for everything today, strikes at the heart of what patient financing is trying to solve, which is the stress and burden of having to pay for those out-of-pocket expenses all at once. Because even if I had all the cash on hand, I might appreciate having the option to pay over time, regardless of what that financing option is. The point of offering patient financing is to give people breathing room, to give them options, to not stress about paying for everything right now.
All right. So now we answered a great, I love that. By the way, let me repeat it so our listeners hear it. By the way, you don't have to pay for this all right now. And so 100%. What I heard from that, from the psychological point of view, is that it puts everybody at ease. Because whether we believe it or not, or whether we realize it or not, when you talk money, the patients have this barrier, roadblock in front of them. They have all this stuff going on in their head about what this all means. And then so when you lead with, by the way, we don't have to pay for all this now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's have a conversation. Okay. So we set the stage and make it easy. Okay. Now, when do you think is the best time to bring up? Because you also brought up this, you brought up what do I say? And then you brought up when do I say it? When is the best time and place to talk about financing with patients?
So early and often is best. Okay. You know, if we can give patients an opportunity to plan and budget ahead of time, or at least be able to look at those options on their own time and at their own pace, great. So, you know, I always try to help practices look at the whole patient journey. And where does it start? Let's start digital. Let's start with your website. Is there any information there? Because if there's not, that's kind of a bummer. Like, that's where a lot of people are going to look up stuff about your practice. If you have a payment options page, or, you know, any area of your website in which you have options clearly listed out, maybe they can look up those companies or maybe pre-qualify with those companies. You know, Sunbit, we provide a customized pre-qualification link for every practice that they can put out there on their website or put out there on their social media, or something as simple as their own email signatures, just to make it even easier for folks to organically stumble across this stuff on their own or be directed to it by a team member. But if they're seeing options even before they step foot in your practice, that helps to alleviate a lot of stress even earlier in their journey. But the two most popular, outside of, you know, using marketing and the digital presence for your website and social, the two most popular times to mention financing are during check-in and when the bill is presented. Check-in is a very interesting opportunity because if you're verifying insurance, a lot of times their ideas out or you're already dealing with the information you need to pre-qualify someone with your financing options. And pre-qualification, what we have found, it's one of the most powerful motivators for people to actually leverage financing to help them do more dentistry. And when we can put that in their hands sooner, the better. So pre-qualification is this notion of letting people see what they're preliminarily approved for to plant the seed before they meet with the doctor, before they go through your treatment recommendations, before they see the final cost and what they'll have to pay out of pocket. Pre-qualification, what we have found is that a large majority, over 70% of people who interact with Sunbit's pre-qualification links end up actually using Sunbit because they've had time to review it on their own, at their own pace. And the fallacy is this false narrative of, oh, we should only bring up financing if they ask or when it's time to pay the bill.
Absolute nonsense.
And I don't find...
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah. Why do you think it's nonsense? Because I could rant on this for a while. But T-Bone, what's your perspective?
Well, I always go back to personal experiences. There was a time where I bought an outdoor patio set. I mean, it was it was like look, people that know me know I'm pretty relatively frugal on most things in my life. Okay, when it comes to cars, I'm not, but everything else, I'm pretty frugal. Okay. And I remember buying this patio set, and we needed to buy an outdoor table and some chairs and some other things. And we went to the place, and I was like, my budget is $3,000-$4,000, which is still a lot of money. And the guy goes, well, yeah. Look, I totally get it. Let me show you what you get in that ballpark. And then he goes, what I'd love to show you is what most of my customers really try to get to. And we can find a way to make this fit into your budget. And we can even do it without any interest. Okay. And so before he even showed that to me, he put me at ease that, you know, this is what most people want to do because people want to follow the lead, correct? And then he says, we can make this fit into your budget. Okay. And then he says, we can do it without interest. And the without interest part is really what spoke to me as a consumer because I can afford a lot of things, luckily. And so when he says without interest, I will buy more. So when we don't lead the conversation with finance and we don't recognize that money is the number one barrier. Well, I'll say money is the number two barrier. Trust is the number one barrier. Okay, because regardless, if you give stuff away for free, if they don't trust you as a human being, they're not going to let you do it to them. So trust is the number one barrier. Money is the number two barrier. You have to lead with it. And so they're thinking it whether you bring it up or not. And so to me, you have to lead with financing as an option because you can't just wait for the patient. And here's it, back to the real question. I would have never brought up financing on my own because my pride and ego wouldn't let me bring it up. Okay.
Yeah.
And I would be like, who in their right mind finances patio furniture? Right. Because that's what my mind thinks of. Right. And I never would have bought a $10,000 patio set because I went in wanting to buy a $4,000 patio set. And looking back, I love that thing. It has a fire pit built into the table. It's beautiful. And so I could have afforded to write a check or swipe my credit card for 10 grand, but paying it out over 12 to 18 months without interest made me very happy to make that decision. That's why I say that to you.
I love that story. And what I also took away from that was the fact that the person helping you navigate these options showed you what was possible through the lens of what other customers were doing. And I love that so much because this is how I help people get over the awkwardness. I once had an office manager tell me, oh, Adrian, all my patients are getting offended every time I bring up financing. And I'm like, well, you know, and I know words are important. So I ask, what are the words you're using? Like, what are you saying? And they tell me legitimately, well, you know, as soon as I go through the treatment plan and we get to cost and we focus on those out-of-pocket expenses, as soon as I mention a dollar amount, I say, by the way, if you can't afford it, we got financing.
I'm like, that sucks because you're putting the person down by saying, if you can't afford it, like you're already, that's not friendly language.
At all. I would be super offended if you said that to me.
I'd be embarrassed.
Especially if it was said to me, right? And especially if it was said to me in the reception area at the front desk in earshot of other patients, I would probably never come back out of embarrassment.
I'd crawl into a hole and die.
but what happened with you is a good example of how a lot of practices could approach this. You know, it's less about what I think you need and more about, hey, here are some popular options a lot of our patients have been using. And now I'm just letting everybody know in case you might be interested. That's the kind of tone and attitude you need to have with patient financing. Like,
well, that's the kind of tone you need to have with everything. Like I wrote this down. I'm sorry to interrupt, Adrian. I wrote this down, like, because I write down sayings that I hear. Okay. Like one of the sayings you said that I wrote down that I really like is, by the way, you don't have to pay it all now. Mm-hmm. I call those removing the tension statements. Okay. Like, so by the way, you don't have to pay it all now, removes the tension. Let's have a conversation about the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing that I write down that I use a lot and that we teach a lot is the statement, most patients choose to do this type of work with sedation. Most patients choose to save this tooth. Most patients choose to replace their tooth with an implant. Most patients do XYZ. Most patients dot, dot, dot. And so there's such a value in letting people know what most patients choose. And it puts the person at ease because people want to do what the herd does, the masses do. And it's so important to bring that up to people. And so that's critically important. Most patients choose to pay this out over time.
So yeah.
I want to bring up the next topic that I wrote down here, and this is on the fly a little bit, was this option of pre-qualification. I think this is an area we got to do better in my own practice. I think we talk a lot about three ways to bring a patient into the practice. One is you bring them in through hygiene, which is your comprehensive exam, which are patients that are looking for a dental home, your everyday patient, you know, your quote unquote family practice. The second way is we bring patients in through a limited exam module where, hey, I've got a unique issue. I got a specific area. I'm in pain, XYZ. And you bring them in that way. And then the third option is we bring people in looking for specific services or referred by somebody else. And we bring them in through a consultation process. And I think an opportunity for patients that are coming through our consultation process is to send them a link in advance that says, most of our patients coming in for aligner therapy or implant therapy choose to fill out this application before they come in so that way we know what options exist for us. And, you know, we all live in a world where it's automated, where we send out these email reminders of their appointment. And dude, it could be as simple as, hey, many of our patients like to know what payment options exist. Click this application. There's no cost, no obligation, no credit check to find out what you qualify for. And they can do that before they come in. And so I love this concept of leveraging the pre-qualification link in some of our automated emails, because it's hard to do that once they come in. But it's much easier to do that before they come in, and it should be plastered all over websites, and it's not plastered on my own website. So I think that's an area that practices need to focus on, is this pre-qualification thing. So,
Your website is a powerful call to action for a lot of different communications you have. You know, if you had a payment options page that clearly listed out, you know, for out-of-pocket expenses, you know, here's what we have available. Maybe it's your in-house, maybe it's a credit card you offer, maybe it's a loan offer, whatever you have. That way, everywhere else, whether it's in an appointment reminder, in your email signatures, or through any sort of newsletter, email communications to patients, it can all have a short link or a QR code that takes you to that payment options page. So learn more here. So you can keep all your marketing messaging really tight and efficient. And then drive people to that link. One of the things I've been seeing lately that I've been really enjoying seeing, patient intake forms getting updated with a section to acknowledge your patient financing options to generate awareness and make sure you get consistent messaging for everyone filling that form out. And I thought that was a very clever idea. And I'm starting to see it pop up more and more, even some practices going so far as to make that similar language available on their bill. So in that template, or having some sort of printout or something that people can review, something tangible, that's also been a powerful way to generate awareness with folks.
Yeah, you know, you just so much of what we're talking about is what I call subliminal marketing. And that's the free advertising space that we don't take advantage of in our practices. Those are things called walls. And our walls should be some of the most valuable marketing space we use. And so, for example, I'll give you some ideas. Some of the things we put on our walls is we have an area of our walls that's dedicated to accolades to build reputation and trust. All the articles, all the awards I've won. And if you haven't won anything, just make them up and put them up. Okay. You know, put up my kid voted me the best dad thing. Okay. By the way, people love that.
Yeah.
You know, then there's a wall dedicated to before and after photos. So when patients are walking through and these are all strategically placed, by the way. And so then when they walk through the office,
brilliant,
they see before and after pictures. And then we have some walls dedicated to just different services that we offer. So people can see this is the kind of stuff that we do. And we only put up the services that we want to do more of. So in my office, nowhere does it say sealants on there. Okay. And then in every operatory, about a couple of years ago, I put up digital signs. And so we bought a 55-inch TV, we put it vertically, and we ran a screensaver on it, and it cycles through every 5 to 6 seconds a different display ad. Mm-hmm. And what I was just thinking, the reason I brought all this up is I think one of those display ads in my practice and everybody listening should be a link learn more about our financing options with a QR code to the pre-qualification letter or a QR code for the landing page website that talks about the different financing, which then has a link for them to pre-qualify. And so that's the reason I bring that up is we're not leveraging our what I call the subliminal marketing ability of our practices, the walls. And more specifically for me, the digital signage and a QR code on the digital sign. And I'd be absolutely shocked if patients didn't pull out their phone, scan the QR code and apply right there when they're spending 5 minutes alone in the operatory or whatever it is, waiting on somebody, or they don't bring it up and ask the assistant or the team member, hey, tell me more about that. I didn't know you guys offered that. And so to me, that's an amazing opportunity to bring up this stuff to our patients. The next thing I want to talk about is you had mentioned a little bit about, actually, here's kind of what I want to talk about. What makes Sunbit different? Okay, and what I mean more specifically, let me ask it a little bit better. When I choose to use Sunbit in my practice, what different financing options exist for the patient? Because this is a question I get from a lot of team members, a lot of offices, is I don't even know what they offer. There's just so many choices. So let's run through what the most what the offerings are. And what I mean by that is, do you offer a 3-month plan, 6-month plan? What are the different tiers of financing that exist for patients?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast family. T-Bone here, bringing you our newest live patient implant training, Full Arch Express. For dentists already placing implants and ready to level up and continue building their implant practice, this is the golden ticket. We're diving deep into full arch implants, the hottest game changer in implant dentistry. In this program, we tackle both overdentures and all-on-X fixed hybrids, mastering techniques that are essential for modern, comprehensive dental care. It's about getting your hands on the tools and techniques that will replace the doubt and fear with confidence and predictability. Here's the kicker. There's live patient training right here in North Carolina. You're not just learning theories. You're in the operatory doing real work on real patient from start to finish, guided one-on-one by our expert 3D mentors. You'll learn the nuances of each approach, ensuring you can cater to a wide range of patients to maximize revenue. Speaking of revenue, with me, you know it's not just about the clinical skills. We're bringing business into this aspect too, teaching you how to integrate these advanced services profitably into your practice. So are you ready to rise up to the top in implant dentistry? Join us at the Full Arch Express. This isn't just another course, it's a career-defining leap. Head to www.3ddentist.com to enroll in our next session. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now, back to this week's episode.
Yeah, absolutely. What makes Sunbit so different is the fact that every offer for every individual person is uniquely customized just for them. So I don't know what I'm going to get. You don't know what you're going to get. Only Sunbit technology knows. You got to let our app do the work for you because we're looking at so much more to a person than just the basics. So when we customize these financing terms and options for each person, their monthly payment options can go all the way up to 72 months. That's one of the things we customize, or what are these monthly payment options they're seeing on the screen? 6 months, 12 months, 36 months, 48 months, going all the way out to 72 months. So that's the first lever that we pull to customize options for people. The second lever we pull to customize these options is the amount due today. So every Sunbit transaction has a little bit of skin in the game, whether it's a dollar or a percentage of what the treatment cost is. And this goes a long way in helping patients with comfortable repayability. We don't want folks overextending themselves. And when there's an amount due today, even if it's as little as a dollar, it helps people get into a healthier mindset for repayability, where they are already into this system of automatic payments. So the thing that makes SunBid different, we're approving over 85% of people.
Okay. So let's
everything's totally custom.
So let me ask some specific questions here, okay? So because I want to get down to some of the details, and I'm asking for myself, to be quite honest with you, a little bit, okay? So I break down financing into a couple of categories. There's no interest, and then there's interest, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What are my options on no interest plans with SunBid? 3 months, 6 months?
Yeah, that's...
Where does it start and where does it end? Assuming the patient
gets
approved.
6 and 12 months.
6 and 12 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So certain patients are going to see it and some don't. So, you know, when you look at financing language or disclaimers, you look for language like well approved or mm-hmm. all approved. That's an important distinction. Yeah. So well approved patients will see 0% options. And you see this in a lot of different financing terms. But with SunBid, because it's not a credit card, it's just a simple interest installment loan. And some of those monthly payment options that people are seeing, some of those custom options are true 0%. No interest option. So if you're a patient and you're using SunBid technology and you see, you know, like a 6 months, 0%, it's not a deferred interest trap. That's right. Something you see with other types of, it's not a deferred interest trap. It's a true no interest plan. And you're doing a loan. So it's in the loan agreement. That term is locked in. And this is one of the biggest differences with a simple interest loan versus a line of credit or a credit card. Everything is locked in. The rates aren't going to change. You know, it's just like your car loan, like that APR that you agreed upon when you made the purchase is what you pay over the course of the term. And you can make early payments whenever you need to. There's no prepayment penalty fee. In fact, with SunBid, there's no fees at all. No late fees, no account origination fees, no pay over the phone convenience fees, none of that stuff.
Okay, good. So on the no interest, the traditional no interest side, you guys offer 6 month and 12 month. Now, on the interest side of things, how far out do you guys? Oh, I heard 72 months, which is 6 years, correct?
Correct.
So you guys go on the traditional interest side. I assume there's you go up to 6 years on that.
Yes.
Or 72 months. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the next question I have is: what is the range? What's the minimum dollar amount, and what's the maximum dollar amount that somebody could qualify for?
The minimum purchase amount for a SunBid transaction is $60.
Okay.
So that's a $50 minimum amount financed plus any applicable amount due today.
Okay.
But just to make it easier, $60 is the lowest. But we approve all the way up to
$20,000. $20,000. Okay, great. So you can fit, probably of our listeners, you can fit 98% of the patients in their market, in their practice, which is $60 up to $20,000. So now I'm trying to break this down for everybody, is we can finance as low as $60. We can finance up to $20,000 with SunBid. Now, there are companies out there that go above $20,000. So I want offices to understand that there are options out there for them. Okay. You can do a no interest option for 6 or 12 months based on all of these. The terms are based on qualification. And then there's interest options up to 6 years or 72 months. Okay. Now, another thing I wrote down here is you said we approve up to 85% of patients, and most dentists will say hogwash to that. Okay. So let's break down how you guys determine approval, because again, knowing enough about this, it's not just credit score that is a factor in this.
You're right. We're looking at 1,000 points of data, and credit score is only one of those 1,000 points of data we're looking at in order to customize and tailor options for each individual. So, you know, not only are we looking at just a soft credit inquiry, there's no hard credit check to apply for SunBid. There's no invasive questions. We're not asking how much money you make or how much you pay in rent or mortgage, none of that stuff. It's just basic details like you'd see on the front of your ID, you know, name, date of birth, address, and then phone and email. Those are the only things SunBid asks during the application. And then you got 85% of folks seeing customized numbers. And yeah, it sounds ridiculous. How is a company able to do any sort of patient financing with no fees. And then on top of that, there's no chargebacks to the practice.
Right. That's non-recourse financing.
Yeah, there's no risk. You know, if somebody isn't paying somebody back on time, that's our problem. We're not going to claw the money back from your practice. How do we do that? How does that even work? And it's funny because a lot of people will ask, well, how come SunBit doesn't have a $0 down payment? Or how come there's no sort of, you know, I know the minimum is $1. And that's actually a big part of how we make all this work. When there's a little bit of skin in the game, it goes a long way in what I keep referring to as comfortable repayability. We are able to approve more people using a smarter risk assessment engine. We leverage, you know, modern mathematics and AI in order to do this two-tier risk assessment of a person in order to provide customized options in a matter of seconds with the greatest likelihood they'll have a comfortable time paying it back. So we are able to do all of this, you know, no fees, no chargebacks, high approvals, because it's custom for everybody. It's not a one size fits all. And we ask for a little bit of discipline, which is an amount due today, automatic monthly payments. We require an email address for digital communications and a bank issued debit card for that amount due today. And then everything's set up with the SunBit app and our U.S. call center based in Nevada. We don't outsource collections or support to a third party. Everything's handled internally by our employees.
Okay. So we've talked about the range of dollar amounts that people can get financed for. We've talked about the two options with no interest and interest up to 72 months or 6 years. We talked about that you guys can approve up to 85%. And obviously that'll vary from practice to practice based on their socioeconomics and demographics of the patient base. But I wrote down three things in this last part that I think is important for our practices to understand. There is no hard check to apply. So it does not affect or show up on their credit report to apply for patient financing with SunBit. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, to our listeners, why is that important? That's important because I want to remove barriers and I want you guys to lead patients like this. And so what I like to do is I like to be on the offense versus being on the defense. And so I don't ask patients if they would like to apply for financing in that terms, because then they might bring up the whole hard check. Is this going to affect my credit? And then you're playing defense. So I believe anytime we offer the patient for the financing, I would always coach to say something like, Let's go ahead and apply. There's no obligation. There's no credit. There's no risk to your credit. It doesn't even show up in your credit report to go ahead and apply. So that way you proactively let them know that there's no reason for you to say, no, let's at least apply. Okay. So to me, that's important to make it easy for the patients to apply. The second part that's important, and the reason I'm bringing this up is when you choose a finance company, because there's lots of options. Okay. I want to make sure that there's no hard check to apply. I want to make sure that it's a non-recourse financing. So what that means is that once you get the money from XYZ company, SunBit in this case, they can't come back to the practice and take the money back. They've chosen to extend that credit to the patient. And whether the patient pays or doesn't pay, that's the bank's problem, not my practice's problem. And I think the important part is there is some down payment, so the patient has skin in the game, and that down payment can be as low as $1 for the patient. So that way, that's how you're one of the factors that helps give you guys the ability to have 85% approval. Did I kind of get that correct, Adrian?
Yeah, spot on.
Okay. The next part of this, which is where I think SunBit, I'm trying to combine SunBeast and SunBit. Where I love SunBit, and I don't know if other companies are doing this yet or not, is the application is literally as easy as taking a picture of a ID card. Is that correct?
Yeah, you just scan the back of an ID with a camera just like you do in a lot of places and what a lot of apps do. So you're not sitting there filling out a bunch of paperwork. And that's why it's just, you know, pull up the camera on the iPad and scan that barcode on the back of an ID and boom. Off you go.
And you get an answer in seconds.
Seconds.
Okay. You know, there's something, now that I think about it, there's something else that you said that I think is super important. Is you don't, like, as a team member, or even as a dentist, when I was doing this myself or in the early days of my practice, I didn't like to ask people how much money they make, how much their mortgage is. That's like very invasive, you know, really private information. I love that you talked about that those aren't on the application process or information that you even worry about to get an answer for the patient. I just wanted to kind of bring that up because that's super, super, I think, important to point out to our practices. Well, I'm
glad you pointed that out.
Yeah. So last thing, Adrian, before we let you go, okay, we're taking up a lot of your time. I appreciate this.
No problem.
Is what are some of the old stigmas associated with patient financing that you're seeing that can help dentists get more on board with financing?
Yeah. There's the classic stigma of my patients don't need it. I'm in an affluent neighborhood. And that, again, is also a modern fallacy. That may have been the case in the 80s and 90s. Not today. You got Lending Club reporting that a third of consumers earning $250,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. People earning six figures a year
Say
or
that
more.
Again. Say that again slower. Because I want our listeners to really hear this. Say that piece again slower.
Lending Club reports that one third of consumers who are earning $250,000 a year, so their income is six figures a year or more, a third of those people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Because I'm writing this down.
Yeah. So you got a third of consumers on that high end of income earning six figures? That's incredible.
You said $250,000. That's more than six figures.
It is. And it's because there's that scope creep in lifestyle and quality of life as you make more money. And it's a trap a lot of people fall into, you know, myself included, right? Like over time, you start making more money. So you start upgrading your life a little bit. Oh, I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to do these things, right? And even, you know, and I'll admit, dentistry is considered a luxury for a lot of folks. So although I say the Lending Club statistic as an example of those, you know, what you would deem as someone with a high credit score and someone, oh, look at them, they drive a really nice car, they don't need financing. And that right there is actually a form of discrimination. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act was set up to help businesses avoid discriminating or profiling against applicants for any reason whatsoever. So it goes both ways. If you're sitting there looking at a patient like, oh, I don't think they can afford it, so I'm going to offer them financing, that's illegal. And if you look at someone the opposite way and say, oh, they look really fancy, yeah, I'm not going to offer them financing, I don't want to offend them, that's wrong too. So this notion of, oh, my patients can't afford it. Really? Do you really know? Because I see so many doctors are a bit disconnected from the reality of what people in their community might be going through. Not to put anyone down. This is just the reality of where we live today. 67% of Americans can't put together $400 in cash. That's absurd. And it every year I do this training, that number gets worse and worse and worse. So when people tell me my patients don't need it, it hurts to hear it because it's just not true anymore. And even if someone had all the cash on hand, they might appreciate just having some flexibility. You know, you still got a large percentage of patients who use financing who tell you they didn't need it. They just appreciated it. They preferred it, especially if you have any sort of true no interest options. You know, like you were talking about with your patio set, you know, they had options for you that intrigued you. And you know what? Yeah, you probably could have paid out of pocket, but that gave you breathing room, made your life a little bit easier. You know, it's interesting how even some of the most affluent patients look at financing as a way to stay a little bit more fluid, a little bit more liquid, right? So especially if you're able to use financing and make it work for you. You know, that's a popular aspect. So the stigma of my patients don't need it. That's the big one. Other stigmas? The stigma that financing is bad for you. There is, I was explaining this to someone the other day, no interest plans. And someone said, oh, that's risky math. I was like, can you explain that? A monthly payment plan with absolutely no interest. I'd like to understand why that's risky financing from the perspective of a consumer. You know, I do this all the time with my Best Buy credit card. You know, I was a Best Buy employee in college. That was what became one of my first credit cards. And today, like when we bought this house, I used it to get all the kitchen appliances because they had 0% for 24 months. It was a deferred interest plan on a credit card, so I had to be disciplined and pay it off on time. But, you know, I was able to buy better appliances because I had financing. You know, so Best Buy dangled the carrot. They're like, you know, we could give you rewards points, or you can do 0% for 24 months. Oh, that boy, because, you know, appliances are expensive. So that was just one example, kind of like your patio furniture. So yeah, the stigmas actually are what ends up being a blocker for a lot of practices, not offering financing or not being comfortable with it.
You know, I want to, I just wrote down something. Earlier today, you said something about cash is king, or dentists have this belief that cash is king and that people should pay for everything in cash. And I want to change that. I don't think cash is king. I think cash flow is king. And and what you just talked about, and what I talked about with buying more of what I wanted, and even though I could write a check for it, I tie up my money. And when I leverage a 24-month interest in your situation, 12-month interest in my situation, that buys me cash flow. And to me, that is way more important. That is, like, cash is queen. Cash flow is king. Okay?
And, I like it.
And so that's what we're buying for our patients, is we're giving them flexibility in their life by offering financing. And because the truth is they need the dentistry. They do. So I want to repeat a couple of things that I wrote down here, because I think these are such important numbers for us to understand, because we lose sight. 33% of people making $250,000 in income, $250,000, live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. 67% of Americans can't put together $400 in cash for a one-time payment.
Correct.
So if we dive into that 67% number, I don't want to be doing dentistry where the patients write me less than $400, because that's typically less profitable dentistry. So 2/3 of my patients can't afford to write me a check for $400. So we're letting 2/3 of our patients walk out of our practice not getting the care they need, or choosing to do less than the best.
Precisely. And so, I was just reading Dental Economics is reporting that just looking at case acceptance, you got existing patients, case acceptance rates, maybe 50%. For new patients, it's worse. It's 25%. And when you start peeling back these layers with all those stats you just ran through, the affordability crisis is what's at the heart of a lot of this. And yet we're not addressing it. We're not bringing it up early. And I hope that what folks kind of take away from this episode of your podcast is, can we put our financing options in front of folks earlier in their journey to help them more appropriately and comfortably plan a budget for our treatment recommendations, to alleviate stress when it comes down to the sticker shock of seeing the bill?
Yeah. Couple of things, and then I'm going to leave on this, okay? Number one, if you want to get Sunbit, do me a favor. Go to 3d-dentist.com/sunbit, S-U-N-B-I-T, 3d-dentist, D-E-N-T-I-S-T-S.com/sunbit. And there's one is 3D Dentist benefits from that. I want to be very clear with that. But number two, more importantly, is you get something better from it. And it gives me clout with Sunbit. I like having clout so that I can lobby on your behalf as a listener. And here's the real reality of patient financing. It will help your patients do more of the dentistry that they need to get done. It will help your patients want to do more of the dentistry that you enjoy doing, that you go spend lots of money getting trained on. And here's what I think most dentists don't realize. When you understand something Adrian said, the affordability crisis, when you understand that affordability is more important than price, what you'll realize is that you can charge the fee that you deserve to charge, get paid more, and by making it affordable, you'll actually profit more from your in your practice. And because I can, like, for example, in our practice, we raised our aligner fee from $4,000 to $5,000, but we started presenting it as $200 a month with no interest. And our case acceptance went up, and our fee went from $4,000 to $4,800. And people told me it was illogical. And I said, because I stopped focusing on the price and I started focusing on the affordability. And that's what people need to understand, why I'm so believe that third-party financing, patient financing, is a key metric to the health of a dental practice. Adrian, if people want to get in touch with you, if they have questions about how they can train their team members, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, Adrian Valente, or if you want to reach out to me via Sunbit, you can contact me, training@sunbit.com. I see all those emails, or just Adrian@sunbit.com works too. So either or.
Adrian, thank you so much for being a guest, and we look forward to everybody upping their game with patient financing, and we'll see you guys on next week's episode of Dentistry Made Simple.